All right. And that is Metallica James Hetfield to send him one of my hats. I don't know if you got it or not, but I sent it to their one of the recording studios, California. The only one I know that they have. This is Ian Trottier here, folks, for Discussions of Truth. Gonna give you a monologue, if you will, today. It's just me, no guests. It's been a while here since I have released a podcast. You know, people ask me all the time, left and right. I blow people away with some of the knowledge that I have, and they ask me, like, you know, Ian, when did you start uncovering the deep state? When did you start looking into this? It's very simple. It's very easy. 2016, Miami Beach, the Zika virus. Good friend of mine who is no longer with us, fortunately passed away the fall of 2019. But David got me looking into the Zika virus. And wow, that has been 4 years now that David's been gone. David got me looking into the Zika virus and the pesticide. And as I began digging down the road, of course, you know, it's not even cliche, really. It was the Rockefeller Foundation involved in the Zika virus and also the pesticide. I was quickly turned on to Anthony Sutton, who is a Stanford Hoover fellow who's writing about the corruption in the Federal Reserve. I then found him talking about the Hegelian dialectic, which is essentially how the Rothschild made their fortune over centuries, controlling, creating and controlling conflict in Europe. So it's pretty simple. Those are the dots that I've connected. You can certainly agree with them or not, but some of these things are simply not contestable, right? So if you take, for instance, and this is something that I commonly tell people, I have them, and you can do it right now if you're listening to me. Just go to Google, go to Yahoo, whatever it may be, and type in U.S. Grand Union flag. Now open up another browser and type in British East Indies Company flag. What you have there, folks, is the same flag, which means no representation without or no taxation without representation. The British East Indies Company, which was bringing in tea into the Boston Harbor, well, that ended up being who actually funded the American Revolution. This is fact. You can cross-check it. George Washington owned shares in the British East Indies Company. And in fact, Elihu Yale, so if you go down the Skull and Bones Road, which is what Anthony Sutton will take you down, Elihu Yale was a principal shareholder of the British East Indies Company. The Skull and Bone Society, otherwise connected to the Illuminati out of Bavaria, is nothing more than a secret society that's linked to the Vatican. These are secret societies which are meant to essentially invade society on the local level, right? That's essentially what that ends up being. Eric John Phelps is a historian based out of Pennsylvania that I commonly and frequently allude to. I invited him to the Take Back Oregon event that I was principal in organizing last month. And hopefully those folks, I'd like to get a movement going again for those folks. That state needs a lot of help. The country needs help. But I invited Eric John Phelps to the to that rally. He was unable to attend, but what Eric John Phelps will tell you is he, of course, he's religious. He goes down that religious road. Well, you know, what's the cornerstone of the U.S. Constitution? Well, it is religious freedom. The Mayflower set sail, I think it was from Dartmouth, right? Landing on Plymouth Rock, Dartmouth in England. They set sail seeking religious freedom. That is the principle, that is the cornerstone for the creation of what later became known as the United States. And that is why this country exists today, really because of those religious freedom fighters from England, okay? I'm going to read an article for you that I wrote. Of late, I'm using two platforms to release my writings. Go right now to Trine Day Publishing. You can go to Trine Day or Books A Million and order my book. It took me over 4 years to write that book. I call it Freedom Reserve, No More Lies. Please order the book. It's on pre-sale. It's been on pre-sale now for a couple of years. But Chris is going to take his time to publish it. He's going to publish it when he gets around to it. It's a small publishing house. Trine Day Publishing is a small publishing house. They've published work for Sean Stone, Oliver Stone's son. He's published Whitney Webb's recent book last year. He's got my manuscript. I have an agreement. He'll publish it. Please order it. Please do that. It's called Freedom Reserved, No More Lies, Trine Day Publishing. In the meantime, I am working on two new book ideas, and I'm working on one book. I'm working on two new book ideas, so I'm basically working on one book actively and a second book idea. I haven't formatted that yet. But in the interim, I've had time to do this, so I have been the past couple weeks writing articles, and I release them on two different platforms, and that is yournews.com. And Sam's a friend of mine based in Florida. He operates that platform, yournews.com, and also Substack. Mark Fincham, who is a former legislator down in Arizona, uses Substack. There's a few people I know that use Substack, so I thought I'd jump on. I've actually signed up for a Substack account a couple years ago. I never used it, but I created a new account. And let me therefore mention to you, on your news, you will find more of my articles. You'll find about 10 of my articles, a little more than 10 of my articles, way more than 10, maybe 20. Scrolling right now. But the recent article, again, about the past 6 days, any article, so I think there's three now total on Substack. I've released them on both platforms. National Suicide, Biden's America is the most recent article that I've released, and I'm going to read that to you today. The article I released prior to that was called Conflict in Israel, Biden Funding Both Sides. That has a different name on Substack. And the name that has on Substack, I'll pull that up for you right now. The name that has on Substack is a little bit different. On Substack, I call it Biden's Middle East Dialectic. The next article that I've written on Substack, I released, is called "Destroying America's Voice." So there's three articles you can find there on Substack. I'm going to read to you "National Suicide: Biden's America." "Invasion at the Border" is another article, and that's found at yournews.com. "Israel: How Often Do You Think About the Roman Empire?" "Red Storm Brewing in Oregon: Take Back Movement." Yeah, some of these articles take me 8-10 hours to write. They're not easy write-ups, so please, they're well-researched. I provide necessary links in the body of the articles for you to cross-check. And you're free to contact me. You can contact me if you have any questions. IntroTTIR.com, IntroTTIR.com. And please do. I urge you to contact me. And you can contact me. I think you can contact me on Instagram as well. IntroTTIR at Instagram. And a shout out to Super Supremacy, which is a rap group in Texas. They wear my hats. They like my hats. They post my stickers. They're big fans of mine. They've requested more hats. I'm going to be sending more hats. And I've got a group of fans in the state of Montana and also in Florida. I've got people that support my work from coast to coast, and I want you to know that you're very much appreciated. I was at an event with a congressman, his name is Matt Rosendale, a couple nights ago, and I approached him and I asked him about whether he knew FTX. And FTX is tied into the voter system, lobbyists, essentially Scalise was driving this movement of 20 people, I think it grew to a little bit more than that, to vote against Jim Jordan. I've met Jim personally. I like him. He's been fighting for big tech censorship freedom, or freedom from censorship and big tech I've tried to work with him. Social Media Freedom Foundation with Jason Fick is somebody I've worked with over the past couple of years to try to get him going and get him his movement going. And it just takes time, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, it just takes time, if you will. The deep state, and the deep state, because it's a real thing. The deep state has been working against America for decades and decades and decades, and it's coming to light. I mean, you're coming to light. This is a blatantly rigged election. In 2020, the Constitution's getting jabbed at all the time from left and right. Kind of like I said last night, and I'll go back to Rosenthal in a minute, but kind of like I said last night, I mean, the main saving keystone, if you will, to the arch of the United States, that one thing is that Second Amendment. The fact that Americans, and Americans own, and I'll talk about this in the article, Americans own over half of the, or about half of the private firearms globally. There's 350 million Americans, approximate, coast to coast. There are a little over 1.25, or just under 1.25 private firearms for each citizen in this country. There's 450 million firearms estimate. Privately owned in America. So not only does the United States have a military that protects its borders, and I'm saying east and west borders, not the southern border, because the southern border is being invaded nonstop by these really socialists. Typically, they're Latin-speaking, Hispanic-speaking. The Hispanic, great people, don't get me wrong, but these people are typically socialist-minded from the countries that they come from. I'm not saying that they haven't got their own independence, but... again, that's my opinion. They're good people. They're hardworking people. And then there's also, there are also, of course, the terroristic threats: Hamas, Iranian, Lebanese, or not Lebanese. What am I thinking of? Syrians. Yeah, there are some of these Hezbollah. There are some of these elements infiltrating into the country, and let's not give a pass to the Black Lives Matter movement. Of course, all lives matter. Blacks, Asians, whatever you want to identify yourself as, every human being is important. But to take it to an extreme and become racist is another thing, and then conform a government around that, which is what I believe the BLM movement. I mean, they're a Marxist movement, and. At least their Chicago chapter was openly supporting the Hamas terror attacks on the Israelis. I'll make that very clear that I'm pro-Israeli. So it just so happens that some of my personal best friends have always been Jewish. Jewish and Italians, I don't know why it is, but Jews and Italians have always been my best friends personally. I don't know why. Just the way it is. But Rosenthal, I looked at him. I says, he says, yeah, I've heard about FTX. Long and short of it is I told him that he had my support. I'd reached out to the Matt Gaetz team. I've told Matt Gaetz that he's got my support. And the reason I tell you that is because it's important that you take action as a person. Please do not come from the standpoint of thinking you can't make a difference, because you can make a difference. But if you tell yourself you can't, then you won't, and you can't. I'm telling you right now, you can make a difference. So what's also important is telling those people that you do support. Maybe you don't support a guy like Matt Gaetz or Matt Rosenthal. I do, personally. But make it known. Tell these people that you support them. If you support Joe Biden, tell Joe Biden you support him. I feel sorry for you if you do. No, I mean, he seems like a nice guy. But he's clearly a deep state puppet. He clearly is not in control of his actions. He's not in control of his country. But very few presidents have been. Very few presidents have been in control of the United States. So I'll get into that a little bit more. So if you go, again, to Your News, you're going to find more articles. I'm just reading them out for you so you understand what to look for when you go to my profile, 9/11 theology, central bank, global communist conspiracy. And again, I've been at this for 7 years. And that means I've spent a lot of time researching this, digging into this. I'm completely confident in telling you what the deep state is. I may be wrong. Certainly, I may be wrong. I don't talk about aliens. I don't talk about reptilians. David Icke does. David Icke's a former guest on my show. I'm not here to tell you to not question the existence of aliens. I'm not here to tell you to not question the existence of reptilians. I'm not here to tell you that. What I'm telling you is what I know, and I say follow the money. So if you look at the banking structures that control governments, that's what I'm telling you to follow. That's just my personal path. That's what I've always looked at, and I've always been bent on exposing, is the financial corruption. And that would primarily be the Federal Reserve Bank in the United States. That is something that you can control. You may not, for instance, you may not be able to control aliens, right? I mean, aliens, if the aliens are walking amongst human beings on this planet, they're far more sophisticated creatures than the human being is. So your chance of out-battling them, if you will, I would suspect is incredibly slim. I don't think I've met an alien. I don't know that I've met an alien. And if I have met an alien, they didn't identify themselves as being an alien. And that goes for reptilians or other type of extraterrestrial being that may be walking amongst amongst us on the planet. I don't know that either one of those exist. I don't know that they don't exist. But like I say, if you preach and you pray and you read religious literature, then you are essentially praying and acting on the existence of an extraterrestrial. So likely your God certainly is an extraterrestrial. You know, it may not be green with three eyes, but God, as many people identify God as being, is an extraterrestrial. That's just a fact. So do extraterrestrials exist? I haven't seen any. I haven't seen God, right? I haven't seen God. So I'm not here to tell you that they do exist. I'm not here to tell you that they don't exist. What I do know exists is a incredibly dangerous element of corruption in the United States, which is controlling its politics, its military, its society, and it's destroying the country from within. It's in a stealth manner. So that's what I do get into. And even that is incredibly well disguised because you can't really see it. It's hidden in what they say is plain sight. So again, I'm going to get into this article for you. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate you turning in. Yeah, I'm just a regular blue collar guy. I paint houses and I stay in houses and I build fences and I remodel bathrooms. I put up whiteboard, gypsum, sheetrock for a living. That's how I make the majority of my living money. I don't live off of this work. I do it, and I've been doing it since 2016 because it needs to be done. And if people like me and hopefully you don't do this work, then it's not going to get done. So I encourage you to do your own podcast. And I encourage you to write your own book. And I encourage you to write your own articles. I mean, if you're likely using Instagram or Facebook, you're basically posting your comments and opinions anyway. So why not do it in a little bit more of a investigative manner? And if you do that, then I encourage you to continue. And I thank you for doing the work that you do. But what I'm getting at is I don't get paid to do this. I volunteer in a sense because I know it needs to be done, and I'm standing up because I know that me doing this makes a difference. I've seen it firsthand. I've essentially met the former president. I've met governors. I've met congressmen. I've met people that have far more influence than I because of this work. So I know firsthand that this work does make a difference. So that's why I encourage you to also do the work. And I do the work to save the country. But more importantly, I do the work to change it and make it a better country. Because that's what we all can objectively do. Okay, so Anyway, Your News and Substack, my website, iantrottier.com. I encourage you, if you have the means, to donate to my work. Give it $5, give it $10, give it $100, give it $1,000. And then also, I encourage you to get involved in the next event. I've got two events that I know are coming up in the next year. We're going to be putting another event on in Oregon. We're going to be putting on another event, or we're going to be putting on an event in California. I know definitely those two events are coming up in the next year. And I will always do this work, whether I get paid for it or not. Doesn't matter to me. I will always do this work. And you know what? If you want, and I'm the kind of guy, look, I actually give my hats away. I've sold a couple hats. I've actually sold two hats, signed hats, for $50. But most of the time I just give my hats away. So if you literally, if you approach me, you can write to me on Instagram. You can write to me on my website. And if you ask for a hat, I have the hats for sale. You can buy a hat. But if you write to me and ask me for a hat, I will send you one of my hats. I'll even sign the hat for you. Because believe me, you feeling good about a cool looking hat, which I get a lot of great feedback from these hats. And of course you're promoting the podcast. It's a win-win for me, a win-win for you, win-win for me. I will give you the hat, but if you feel like buying it, please do, by all means, buy the hat. So anyway, let me get into this article for you. I appreciate very much you listening to this monologue podcast, and I encourage you to send it along. Just send it to 10 people right now. Just go ahead and forward it, send it along to people. But this is Ian Trottier for Discussions of Truth. John Coleman is a former British intelligence officer and has been brought to my... I've known of John and his work for years now. I went into this... Once the Zika virus hit and Miriam Henning, investigative journalist out of Los Angeles, now living in Miami, she had contacted me. I didn't know who she was. She asked me to write an article for her website called Honey Colony. She was investigating colony collapse disorder, killing the honeybees, Zika, and the pesticide sprayed to combat the Zika virus killed millions of honeybees, if I remember correctly, along the eastern seaboard. She wrote to me and asked me to write an article for her. That article is still published. It can be found on my website, or I think it's probably still up on her website. And I went into this, like, basically six-week, complete, total, all hands on deck, 1,000% focus on trying to discover and understand what this Zika virus was and what the pesticide was. Because this local outrage was intense. And again, it was David had asked me to get involved in it. And as I started digging, he's like, Ian, you know, you can be careful. You're digging a little too much. Well, I haven't stopped, and I won't stop. But I have since, again, Anthony Sutton was one of the researchers I was turned on to early. Also, John Coleman is one of these early researchers that I was turned on to. He has written, or he wrote in the 90s about the Club of Rome and the Committee of 300. So I present to you Biden's America National Suicide, and or as it's named on Your News, National Suicide, Biden's America. Just kind of flip-flop the two phrases there. So let me read this for you, and chime in with some commentary as I read it to you. But it contains some very important literature, and most importantly, it contains some important references. So let me pull this up for you, go ahead and get this read for you today. The United States has the power to destroy all those chains that bind its people. It can and it could, if only we could elect legislators who would place their country ahead of their own personal interests and set about destroying this monstrosity of socialism, which has us by the throat, which we now call the Club of Rome. Dr. John Coleman from his book, The Club of Rome. Is a looming third U.S. military invention, this one possibly in Taiwan, meant to collapse the United States? Whether from tolerating the Marxist group BLM to his weak stance on Hamas, to allowing the southern border invasion, to accepting the free flight of the Chinese spy balloon, to his mindless spending on the war in Ukraine, no single U.S. president has done more damage to national security than Joseph Biden. But if indeed, as I believe, he was simply placed into power, is all this bad acting simply done by design? Designed, for example, to achieve Agenda UN 2030, to inch the U.S. closer to the globalist goal of eventually collapsing the dollar and the nation's infrastructure. Eugene, Oregon, 1997 was the year. I was criticized for studying ancient Greek art as an undergrad. Business accounting classes were not my forte. Writing about sociological philosophy came very easy. But it was ancient Greek civilization and culture that captivated my interest. The work of Jeffrey M. Hurwit, The Curtis Boy, Discovery, Reconstruction, and Date, being one of the works that interested me. After all, on campus, one of its namesake main subjects had made an athletic shoe company one of the wealthiest on the planet, using a Greek name, having adopted Victory for their creation of a waffle-ironed track shoe. Maybe it wasn't the name that made the company great, but its name is definitely Athenian, and the Athenians were great at something America has been trying to live under, a republic with democratic values. I do know something about Victory today. Nike, as otherwise is known from ancient Greek, America is far from it. Financially, $33+ trillion federal debt. I recently touched on the Platonic versus Aristotelian teachings adapted by Western civilization, mainly the British, and what influenced the emergence of America in an article a few days ago. The name of that article, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is Biden's Middle East Dialect. It was published October 19th, 2023. You can find it on my Substack or at yournews.com. Okay. Continuing. It seems that this article may have provoked some thought by former Arizona legislator Mark Finchem. I don't know if it's true. I consider Mark a friend. I haven't asked him if my release a few days ago influenced his release this morning. And that was yesterday, I believe, the 22nd. So a day later, I'd sent it in a group chat. He was included on the group chat, and then he released an article that addressed Plato. What I'm saying here is I don't know if my article, which had been released a day prior to his release, or 2 days prior to his release, had influenced his writing or not, and I haven't asked him that. But he did release an article this morning addressing political philosophies of Plato. These may be considered somewhat of mind-bender pieces. One must be patient with them and allow thought to flood mind and give time for processing. I will try to dumb down my message today. Biden's America, National Suicide is the title of that message. America, are you so naive to think that just because you and your personal family are not in debt, that means you would escape the fate of the decline of the U.S. dollar? There is a small group of congressional freedom fighters on the Hill today that seem to think your presumed naivety would be wrong. No, I'm not talking about the religiously and racially radical squad. Unless you change course, America, and discontinue your complacency, you will lose your dollar and your country. The squad, pardon me, as it's known, would seemingly rejoice, wouldn't they? I'm talking about AOC and the others. No, you are not. Ilhan Omar. Is that her name? Ilhan Omar? Two of the six, I believe. No, you are not in jeopardy of being invaded at your western or eastern borders. You have already been invaded, and its southern border invasion is in full swing. There are anti-American structures and cells already planted within your communities. They are a ticking time bomb. Make no mistake about it. Under Biden's watch, the Chinese can simply fly a weather balloon across your country and spy on you firsthand. His delusion is of no threat to Beijing. However, Biden's mental incapacity is really beside my point. America, you still have the most powerful military on the planet, and your citizens still own half of the world's private firearms, estimate of 450 million. What you are in danger of is an economic collapse. And when and if that happens, you will officially be conquered from the inside out. But in many ways, ladies and gentlemen, you already have when you allowed Woodrow Wilson to sign into law the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. That is a private, unconstitutional bank. It is via that institution that enslaves your country to the European deep state bankers today. Is that my opinion? It might be, but prove me wrong if it is. And when you can't aid me in getting Congress to immediately pass an act to destroy the Federal Reserve Bank. Talking about this now for about 7 years, and it hasn't gone on deaf ears. A friend and co-politician in Phoenix, giving a segue here for a moment, of Mark Fincham, Sonny Borelli, is right in line with this. And even former guest of the show, former legislator in Florida, is lockstep with this information as well. Now, I have not sent this to Rosendale, but I have sent similar articles that I've written in years past to legislators in D.C. Folks, the work that we all do individually does not go unseen or unheard. So that's why I'm asking you to please continue. You know, you reading, you giving me your time is of great importance. Send this message along. Write your own articles. Do your own work. If you don't want to do your own work, then promote my work. Okay, continuing the article. Most of any mainstream journalists or news reporters fail to dig into anything of substance. When they do, they seem to be fired or condemned. For instance, Dan Rather, Tucker Carlson, or even comedian Joan Rivers. As America commits national economic suicide, for instance, and that literally is a title of the book published by Anthony Sutton, and I've got a link to it in this article, this week it faces a critical issue in its federal administration in D.C. And we're starting that week out right now, Monday, October 23rd. The time for me is 4 p.m. 37 minutes Eastern. Since the deep state has illegally rigged election, installed their globalist puppet, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., America has gotten itself into two wars so far, Ukraine and Israel, and is likely on the brink of a third war, Taiwan. Once the GOP can elect a new spokesperson, hopefully that happens this week, a House speaker, Biden's war funding bill will likely be of its first decision to make. Under the pro-America MAGA, and by the way, Donald Trump just entered the 2024 race officially by signing the candidacy papers in New Hampshire, if I've got that right. President Donald Trump, the world was in a relative peace. Isn't that the truth, the Abrahamic Accords? He created no wars. Donald Trump, believe it or not, as much as he seems to be hated, right, by the liberal media, and he's hated by groups such as Antifa and BLM and The Squad and so many Democrats, there were no wars. It was a time of peace. The economy going well. Yet he is hated because he's a domestic terrorist and he's a white supremacist. I mean, this is ridiculous. One of the greatest presidents the country's ever seen. He created no wars. Yet now I see a war in Ukraine as an indirect result of Biden's Afghan withdrawal. Hamas attack on Israel, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago now? A direct result of Biden funding Obama's buddy, Iran, right? Mr. Barry Sotero. Mr. Birth Certificate. These are global banking calculations, ladies and gentlemen. Power maneuvers. Just as a byproduct of the U.S. Civil War, for instance, was human rights, but it being a direct result or conflict fight in a shift of global economic powers, one away from slave trading. Biden's Israeli war was surprise to, was perhaps a surprise to the average American, but seems clear at least that the Egyptians had intelligence of the prospect of this attack happening. And you're telling me that Biden didn't? I mean, it's kind of like the whole 9/11 scenario, right? U.S. intelligence didn't see that happening? I find that hard to believe. So please, again, read my article, Biden's Middle East Dialectic. It doesn't get into 9/11. It just simply gets into him controlling both sides. He's funding both sides. I don't know if he's controlling them, but he's funding both sides of the conflict. He's here funding Palestine relief, which is essentially just basically funding Hamas. And then you're also funding Hamas by funding Israel or Iran, giving them, and of course, Qatar. The money's managed through Qatar. You give money to Iran, you're giving money to the terrorists. Iran not only supports Hamas financially, but also supporting Hezbollah financially. So they're supporting a conflict coming in from the south of Israel and another conflict coming in from the north of Israel. That's where the money, when you give money to Iran, that's where your money's going. You're going to supporting these terrorists on the Israelis. And it's coming from Biden. He's funding both sides of this thing. That was known as the Hegelian dialectic, and I get into that a little bit. I don't know much about it, but I get into it a little bit in that article titled Biden's Middle East Conflict. The issue in Israel is exactly what mainstream media is not talking about. The deep state is currently maneuvering their chess pieces to get their biggest war machine, which is the U.S. military, into these conflicts to set up the onset of an engineered global economy and fractioned currency system. Fractioned meaning different pieces around the globe. So you're basically like absorbing North America into one currency. So that's right what NAFTA was trying to conform into, Canada, U.S. and Mexico, one kind of economy, create one currency for that. And I believe that is the object. That's the essential Agenda 21 or Agenda 20. What is it? 2030, UN Agenda 2030. That's part of these kind of you're clumping these the world into these zones of manipulation. There's another way of saying it. Coleman was talking about this 30 years ago, by the way, John Coleman. And I've written a link to that, to his book. And that may be going to the YouTube video of him in that article. So, folks, these global power players, these monarchies, these European monarchies, they're not thinking about making their mortgage payment next month. They're not thinking about paying off their car or their carriage, their gold line carriage. They're thinking about being in power 100 years from now, right? I'm not concerned about making a poor mortgage payment on a condo. Under Trump, we had peace again. However, this peace climate makes the war machine no money, all right? And certainly the movement to make America great again and bring jobs back to the country makes no money for the globalists. So he's trying to bring the economy and manufacturing back home, yet this is a threat to the globalists. Bad for the European bankers. I won't even get into the Keystone Pipeline. Oil wasn't that the first thing, or certainly one of the first things Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. shut down when his handlers put him back into the Oval Office. And I say back into the Oval Office because he was in the Oval Office once under Obama for 8 years. These guys were catering to the globalists, and crafty, aren't they? The globalists, crafty, crafty, crafty. The House Freedom Caucus wants D.C. to get their budget under control. However, D.C. under Joe Biden seems to have no budget. Dollars flow like milk for these people. Any quasi-budget certainly isn't balanced. And outside of the eight in the GOP House, that's two of them being Gates and Rosendale, as I mentioned, that kicked McCarthy out as Speaker. There's 221 GOP majority in the House. These folks are pawns of the deep swamp. McCarthy was nothing more than a pawn. Whether he realizes it or not, he's a pawn for the swamp. Swamp rats like Pelosi. Pelosi's like their queen pawn. Spend, 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 folks. And the majority of both parties, and that's GOP and DC, are controlled by these swamp rat lobbyists. So again, I happen to be at a dinner. And this was Saturday night. I introduced myself to Matt Rosendale, congressman of Florida. I complimented him on his good work. I expressed similar support to Matt Gaetz. I mentioned that. And again, these men need to hear that you support them. If you support them, let them know you support them. They're the best thing facing America right now. These eight that threw out McCarthy. In my view, they're the only hope outside of you listening to me right now that America has for its survival. They're brave and standing up for the financiers of what Eisenhower referred to as the military-industrial complex. That's the deep state, folks. The military-industrial complex, the people that control the U.S. military, that's the deep state. Make no doubt about it. Otherwise known as the swamp. You think the squad has any idea what I'm talking about? I mean, you think they've taken the time to truly try to dissect what the deep state might possibly be? I think they have not. AOC doesn't seem to know much about peace and society outside of making a mojito. Does she know how to even make an old-fashioned? I don't know. She was a bartender. In fact, I argue that even though they were born in America, you know, members of the squad, born in America, they're not American. And in fact, philosophically, they're an enemy of America. You know, anybody who wants socialism in America is an enemy as far as I'm concerned. You know, go move to China, go move to Germany, go move to one of these other places. You're not understanding the global regime here. You're not understanding the deep state. You're not understanding why America is the enemy. So because of these DC freedom fighters, Gates and Rosedale, for instance, Biden can't pass this war funding bill until, well, they get a new Speaker of the House and can vote on it, right? So thank goodness they can't. And by the way, in that funding bill, Biden's got some money that he's going to be used to help build the wall. That's basically just appeasing the peanut gallery, isn't it? So folks, what I want you to walk away with is this. I got three more paragraphs to read. I want you to understand this. Communism isn't Chinese. It's not Russian. These puppet governments are simply being used by the globalists to achieve economic goals. Modern communism roots to the 1800s French philosophy. But one can certainly trace its roots in arguments back to Plato's Republic. Post-World War II, the Chinese were forced into a global economic machine. They adopted a central bank known as the People's Bank of China, I think it is. People's Bank of China, I think it's called. That was 1948. December 1st, they adopted the People's Bank of China. That is the result of the formulation of the United Nations, and of course, both of those being a result of the outcome of World War II. A few years after the United Nations Charter in San Francisco in 1945, the People's Bank of China was created. I understand that the Swiss Basel Bank of International Settlements regulates all central banks globally. That includes the Chinese bank. Communism isn't about freedom and people's rights. Communism is nothing more than a centralized economy under a governing body. It's a way of doing business, in other words. China and Russia are fools that lost their battles to the same system we now fight in America today on our shores. That includes the Cubans. You lost the communists. Communism is alive and well, at least in the form of socialism, in America. Whether you realize it or not, you're fighting it. The DC politics are primarily theoretic, folks. DC politics are primarily theatrics. Mostly all for show. The Constitution of which the Republic stands is being shredded to pieces. Again, the Republic operates on democratic values. It is not. The United States government is not a democracy. It operates as a republic, a constitutional republic under democratic values. So what's happening outside of those few Congressional Freedom Caucus fighters, Gates and Rosendale, as an example? It's all a distraction from the real issue at hand. But make no mistake, these men mean business, and they have my full support. And they're the only thing really saving this country right now as it continues to spiral itself out of this uncontrollable debt, which I'm arguing here in this write-up that is simply meant to cause the U.S. economy to collapse. And that's why they're trying to get this third world war started. What's the real issue at hand? Well, the global cartel wants to kill the U.S. dollar, continue to drive it towards bankruptcy, and continue to force it into their war scenarios with goal of ultimately collapsing the infrastructure and the economy and its dollar, pushing America toward, as I argue, a national suicide. It's hidden in plain sight. You can't see it happening because of the mechanics, otherwise known as a deep state. They're hidden behind the Federal Reserve Bank, but they're all kind of congregated in what this is called the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. So who's controlling that? And I argue in other articles The Vatican is completely behind that. It's a theological business, folks. It manipulates the minds of men. Why? Because they can. And it's been in operation now for over 2,000 years. Folks, the chess play objective is otherwise known as the Novus Ordo Seclorum. You can see in the back of your US dollar bill if you have any of those left. It's Latin, and that should be the first clue as to who America's real enemy is. So there you have it. I read some good stuff. It's not easy to get your head around. I've been at it for 7 years, so it kind of comes to me fairly easy. But this is why it's they're a bit of a mind bender for folks to kind of if you haven't really truly grasped the fact that the United States as a government, not as a constitution, because the government hardly represents that constitution much anymore. That is by design, that there is a deep state. You can go back to what I started talking about earlier on in this podcast. Look at the British East Indies Company. Look at the influence that this monarchy had on the New World freedom, religious freedom seekers. And in fact, the U.S. Grand Union flag was adopted at the flag committee in Cambridge, Massachusetts by Washington Franklin. It is the same flag as the British East Indies Company. Now, here's where things get tricky, and you got to conceptualize this. You understand this. And David Icke's been talking about this for a long time. The City of London controls the monarchy. The British East Indies Company operates within this jurisdiction of the City of London. The City of London is a private banking corporation, formerly known as Londinium, developed and started by the Romans. Today, it remains a sovereign entity that finances and controls the monarchy. It is Roman, and it is subservient essentially to the Bank of International Settlements. Now, here's a connector, and I need to connect this more, but here's a connector to the Bank of International Settlements and the Vatican. The Swiss Army guards the Vatican. The Swiss Army guards the Pope. Now, you can get into, this is where things get very blurry. You can't simply just say, oh, the people that are inside the Vatican are an enemy to the America. It's not, you can't say that. Theologically, the structure, the power structure that they have created to essentially interpret reality for people that choose to practice religion, which most people on the planet allow themselves to be controlled by one religion or another, Catholicism being one of those examples. It is that structure, right? That theological, not theoretical, even though it is theoretical, but that theological structure. It's that theological structure as a business operation that makes that organization, through the centuries and centuries, it makes it a monopoly. It's the greatest monopoly ever created by man. Okay, that is what I argue here. So you then have to look at controlling families over the centuries of what families have controlled that. Well, I write about and I've written about in my book, the Medici family. They financed the Renaissance. They've put something like 4 or 5 different popes in power throughout their family dynastial history. The Orsini today, it is regarded that Pepe Orsini is considered the Grey Pope. He's the head of the Vatican Bank in one way or the other. You have the Black Pope, which is the head of this military order known as the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits. These people infiltrate countries and they infiltrate education systems. That is likely the tie through the Illuminati of the skull and bones. If you look at the history of Europe and the struggles that they've had against former elements of the Roman Empire and, you know, how they interpret the Roman Bible and then they create their own Bible, Martin Luther, whatever it may be. These are battles that have been fought in the past over what I claim is the greatest monopoly ever created by man, which is Catholicism and the ability to do just that, manipulate man's way of life and its thinking. And we go no further than our neighbor to the south. 90% of that country is Catholic. Even though they fought for their own independence from Spain, I think it was in the 1920s that they achieved that. Or was it, excuse me, I'm off 100 years, 1820s. Got to get my Mexican history right. But again, it's a completely, theologically, it's a completely, and philosophically, it's a completely different organism, country, than is the United States. We came from two completely different. The United States is created from Protestantism. This is where I get into Eric John Phillips, because this is what I've grasped. I spent the first 3 years of doing this podcast trying to understand what the deep state was, right? So I'm looking at the Federal Reserve, I'm looking at Anthony Sutton, I'm looking at Zika virus, I'm looking at these different things. You know, and you're getting into, again, transhumanism and the technocrats, which Sutton wrote about, so does Patrick Wood, who's a former guest of my show. So it gets becoming very complicated, but let's not get it too complicated. Let's just follow the money and keep things down to a government structure and what made the United States, what makes the United States a great, great living place. And it is something I've talked about in my recent article that I urge you to write or read. And it gets into Platonism versus Aristotelianism. And this is where I think I caught Mark Fincham's eye. And I don't know if he read it or not. It might just be coincidence. But again, he writes about Plato. Well, you have the ancient Venetian nobility at odds with Rome, okay? And you're going back 1,000 years. The Venetians were at odds with Rome over Plato, the philosophical approaches of Plato versus Aristotle. Of course, these are Athenian orders. These are Athenian philosophers. We know that Athens fell ultimately to the Turkish, but they also ultimately fell to the Romans. I don't know my history that well. And Rome is still in power today. Athens is not in power. However, Greipling, from the Venetians and the Romans, you had this philosophical approach to governance of Plato versus Aristotle. Now, Aristotle taking on more of a class society in their structure. Well, it just so happens that the British, the Venetians, this is fact, the Venetians funded, Edward III? I may have that wrong. I think I wrote in the article. But you're looking at about 1200, 1216, the British king in power at the time was funded. He took a loan out from the Venetian banks. So Venice, over the centuries, and again, you're going to 1066 of William of Normandy, conquering the British Isles, but not conquering London. So the city of London has remained independent since then. That's 1066. Which has allowed the British people to be controlled by this monarchy, or allowed this bank to control their monarchy, is really what it is. These are centuries and centuries old. Difficult for Americans to conceptualize, because America is a young country, right? America is a very young country. But you can't understand this historical approach, then you're not going to save your country. So this is what's incredibly important to understand, is that the British built this empire based off of Venetian money, okay? And if you're getting down into Italy and that structure, that monopoly, the theological monopoly that I speak of out of the Vatican, you're getting into these differences from these power families. I mean, this is like wealth of hundreds of years, the Medicis, the Aldobrandinis, the Orsinis. These families are incredibly historical, incredibly wealthy, and they have financed, as an example, I'm not tying the Medicis to Venice, but as an example, they have financed countries, and that's exactly the case in the United States, and that's why the United States has been involved in these atrocious and ridiculous wars. Vietnam, let's just call it Vietnam. Look at the Afghanistan debacle. Look at the debacle in Iraq. I mean, mindless, ridiculous wars. You can't tell me 20, 30 years ago, the U.S. government could have collectively come together to create an electronic car. Electrical car has been around for well over 100 years. You know, this is all Rockefeller money, Rockefeller Rothschild money. This is the fact. The United States has been used as a puppet. Its military has been used to achieve the mechanics, the global mechanics of the globalists, and they fund all of these wars through the Bank of International Settlements. It all ties back to what my research shows, and I'm not picking on anyone's religion, but it all funnels back to the Vatican. Okay, and I'm not saying the Vatican is a bad place or it's a good place. I'm just saying that they have a theological structure in place that over the centuries and centuries, they have taken advantage of men's goodwill. And let's just look at the New World Order, right? Or not the order. Let's look at the world. Look at North America and South America, Central America. All of these countries, the conquests of 500 years ago, 400 years ago, they're all conquered by Spain, Portugal, England, France, you know, whatever it may be. All of these systems, all of these European systems of conquest, they all funneled their money right back to religion. And what's the common theme amongst all the religions? Yes, Rome. Why? Because all these countries were once part of the former Roman Empire. These are facts, folks. These are facts. And of course, the CIA, which is largely controlled by British intelligence, wants people like this, arguments like this to be considered theory, conspiracy theory. Well, I mean, here I'm telling you right now, there's no theory behind it. There is a conspiracy. And if you don't do something about it, if you don't talk about it, if you don't pass this on, if you don't stand up for it, if you don't continue to research, you're not going to save your country. America will not stand. And that is their objective. They don't want America to stand. America is a Protestant nation by its birth, by its identity, and these oligarchical tyrants do not want America to survive. That's a fact. So anyway, so Ian Trottier here for another discussion of truth. I appreciate you listening. Coming up on the hour mark. Donate. Buy a hat, ask for a hat, I'll send you a hat, send you a sticker, support my work in any way you possibly can. You're not going to stop me doing the work. I will continue doing this work, and I do it fairly effectively. I've gotten a few things done over the years, and I will continue to do that for you and for me, and for most importantly, for the future generations. Until next time, folks, thanks for listening. Pass it on. Be awesome.